The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello friends, I'm your host, Chris Thrall. I'm a former Royal Marines Commando. I've adventured, for better and sometimes worse, across 80 countries on all 7 continents. Welcome to the Bought the T-Shirt podcast. Hello friends. So I've got some time to answer the questions I've been inundated with. Many are related to my memoir, Eating Smoke, One Man's Descent into Crystal Meth Psychosis in Hong Kong's Triad Heartland. And the question I'm going to answer is, why did Stubby get chopped by the Triads? So, Stubby was a mate of mine. He was a hard-as-nails Essex boy, the kind that only cares about sort of gangstering birds and motors. Probably not in that order. And whereas I worked in Wan Chai, which is the red light district, gangland, triad gangland, 14K district. In fact, the 14K were my triad employers in the nightclub. Stubby worked Chim Sha Tsui side. In Chim Sha Tsui, it's the peninsula, so the bottom part of China, Wan Chai being on the Hong Kong island. One night he was sat on the steps of his nightclub. It was a quiet night. He was minding his own dormant business. And a white van pulled up and 10 or so triads piled out the back, all carrying the traditional meat cleavers. And they just started chopping him up. And Stubby put his hands up, obviously, to protect himself. And they cut his thumb off. It was just hanging on a string by the side of his wrist. His face was just slashed to bits. And two funny things came out of that. First of all, this maniac was back working on the door 3 days later as if nothing had happened, right? That's your good old British hooligan. The second thing was, it turned out to be a case of mistaken identity. So perhaps a bit of like all white people look the same, possibly. So what is a chopping? Chopping is the traditional triad punishment. They're not trying to kill you. They're just trying to chop you up like real bad, give you a message like, don't screw with us again. So most often used for intimidation or revenge. Similar attacks, there was a newspaper guy that was writing, in their mind, disparaging articles about one of the triad gangs. And he opened his office door one day to find a chopping blade slicing through the air towards him. Poultry and meat being a staple of Cantonese cuisine. Butcher shops and restaurants all use these types of blade, right? So it's not hard to see why such a hefty meat cleaver would be the traditional weapon of choice. So, yeah, that's what happened to Stubby. That and he sold lots of ecstasy pills. Well, he used to give them to me. Okay, got another question, folks. Put it in the comments or email me or Facebook, whatever, and I'll do my best to answer it. If you've got any similar experiences, if you've been in Hong Kong, again, let me know. I'll be fascinated to hear your take on things.
Friends, thank you for listening to the Bought the T-Shirt podcast. Please like, subscribe and share. And don't forget to follow me on social media. Username, Chris Thrall. Instagram, Chris.Thrall. Thank you.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.